we on?
Yes, we are.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, boy! Welcome back to another episode of Red Jackson. I am so excited. I cannot explain to you, okay? I'm excited, okay?
It's because Rickish in here.
Well, he's not here, but he will be. Let's just put it out there. So Rickish isn't here today. It's his birthday in 1 or 2 days. So Rickish, when you listen to this, happy birthday, my friend. Hope you had a good time.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, buddy. So this is like an off-the-cuff episode. And I thought, because it's Rikesh's birthday, and he's not here today.
Oh, we could just rip him.
Well, today's episode is called Compliment or Cuss, the Rickish the Core Story.
The Rickish the Core Story.
It's not really his story. But it's called, I just loved it. I was like, it's called Compliment or Cuss.
Okay.
Today's about Rickish. I thought, rather than just ripping into it, I thought, let's turn this a bit of a game. So I created, and I've taken a screenshot of it, so I'll send it to you guys at one point, and it will be probably part of the thumbnail. I've created a wheel, it's like the Wheel of Fortune style, and it's got compliment or cuss on there. So when we go through certain little games, if you want to help a bit of direction, are we going to go complimentary or we're going to cuss, the wheel shall choose for us.
Okay.
And I've broken this down into a couple of different games. So there's the ABC game, right? So someone will internally say A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Someone else will say stop. You say, all right, G. So we're all going to think of a word to describe Rickish beginning with G, but we're going to spin the wheel and it's going to be compliment or cuss. That's one little mini game, okay?
Okay. All right, let's do it.
Is that where we're starting, yeah?
Any pen and paper or anything?
No, only pen and paper. I've got everything here. Next one is like what the Americans would call it, Mad Libs, when you kind of like do the story generation, you add a keyword and you just, give me a noun, give me an adverb. I've got a list of stories that you can make up yourself. They're all user created, so they're really random. Like one is called like McDonald's, one is called Doing Your Mum, another one is randomly called The Warriors Concert. Like they're just random shit. And I'll be honest with you, I have tried to be smart to test them out and be like, Rickish, fun, I don't know, tall. But it's much more funny when you just put at variations of Rickish's name. So like I've done like Rickish, Ricky, Rickster, and you just get the most hilarious sentences.
Okay.
And the last little thing is, would you rather? Would you rather? All I've got them all written down, all posed, and they're all involving some Rick. These ones are AI generated, but I went over them again because some of the AI ones were just hilarious. So I thought I'm gonna leave the stupidity ones.
All right.
And we're just gonna. Honestly, bounce around any of these games for as long as we want to. We're satisfied.
All right. Until Rickish is destroyed.
Until Rickish is destroyed. Okay, which one would you guys like to start with? We're going to chop and change as we go anyway. Do you want to do a little story? You want to start with something ABC? You want to start with a little would you rather?
I don't mind.
Let's go ABC.
ABC.
I like the order that you presented.
All right, no problem. I'm going to just jump in there. So I say, Fraser, you do your ABCs internally. Charlie, you tell him to stop when you're ready.
Internally, okay.
Okay. Stop.
Why?
Why?
Because I asked you to.
Right. Why? Right. Shh, shh, shh. See if you can listen because there's sound effects to this wheel.
Sorry.
Shh. That is dead silence.
Shh. Hold on, it's gonna land.
Can't hear it. There's no point being silent. That's it.
You can only hear the compliments.
It sounds like someone shuffling cards.
Yeah, it sounds like a little shuffle. So it landed on compliments. So can we think of a word each, beginning with Y, that compliments Rickish? Too many Y words.
Youthful?
Youthful, okay.
We've
got to have different words as well, by the way.
He hasn't got like wrinkles, I guess, or like crow's feet or anything like that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Youthful. Chaz, you got anything?
Why is hard? Young at heart? I'm kind of backing off youthful, but why? Yellow bellied would have been funny for it. No, I got nothing. Yeah, young-minded. I don't know if that's good or bad. Is that good? To be young minded? Young at heart? Young at heart. Youthful.
I'm looking online. There's not a lot of words. There's actually not a lot of like words I could compliment anyone with.
He's yummy.
He is yummy. Thank you. No, I'll take that. I'll take that shit. I didn't know where else I was gonna go with that. So that's the first one done. Right, I really want to try these Mad Libs and see how they work out. So, I'm going to list, there's loads on this list. I'm going to name some random ones. You guys pick whichever one comes to your mind. So, there's one called Lug, L-U-G. There's one called The Final Chapter. There's one called My Cat. There's one called Doing Your Mum. There's one called Christ Redemption or Poopy.
Poopy. Called out to me more than anything there.
Praise you, okay, Poopy?
What is?
Poopy.
Okay, here we go. Some of these have got like one or two words. This one has got. All right, I'm gonna. Bum, 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 bum. So.
Buttons.
Buttons. We could. There's so many words to this that I'm gonna add a fair few of my own, and then you guys add your own as well. Okay. We can edit this part out.
You're going to have to remind me what... I mean, noun is just like cat, dog, right?
Yeah, names of things. Remind me beforehand. I'm not very good with all of these either. I'll be very honest with you. Like, there were some words I was like, okay, what the fuck? What did an adjective mean? Like, it sounds so simple, but it's words that I don't use any other day.
Jumping is an adjective. Is it when something's ing? Like, if you're climbing, is that an adjective?
That's a verb.
That's a verb. Verb is a doing word.
Like yummy.
Climbing hastily, would that be an adjective? Okay. Yummily.
Okay, so I've changed it from Poopy because Poopy had like 20 words and I'm going to sit here and type 20 times something.
I think you should have just picked the ones that were best. Because we're just saying whatever you're listed anyway.
No, but I don't know all of them though. So, Can we think of some new names for Rickish? I've got Ricky, Rickster, Rickman, Rick.
Ball bag.
Okay, actually, this is better. Yeah, go on. Ball bag.
Rickhead
is great.
Dragon.
Prick.
Prick. I need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more words.
Prickesh.
Prickesh.
Oh my God.
Prickesh.
Dickesh. 3 more words.
Oh God, this is tough. Have we got Bald Man?
Oh no, we haven't got Bald Man. Bald Man Rick.
Bald Man. We know what that is. Bald Man. We know who that is.
We know.
One more. Bald Man is. I love it.
Bald Man is. And I'll put the last one as a big shouty Rick. Because someone will want to shout his name out. Right, let's go mad. Let's read the sentence.
So did you put all of those names in for it to generate a story?
It didn't give me anything. It just gave me the words I already typed. I've literally done this like 5 minutes ago and it was fine.
Why would you be typing in different names for him? Was it just going to...
It's a really... Oh, God damn it. These are things that I can't explain unless we do it.
Okay. And we can cut all this out.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. You're not doing it on the computer that you're talking to us on.
No. So, for example, like, this one's got one word. This is an example thing just to see how it works. And the website does work. It's called Word Libs. So, this one's called A Crazy Adventure. So, one sunny morning, you wake up in a house that isn't yours. You are alone in the house. You walk downstairs, and on the kitchen table is a great big Rick. Then, as you exit the house, you see your teacher. It's just random shit like that. But some of them are much better when you have like 4 or 5 different Rickish words. All right, let's try this one. Ugh, that just sounds wrong. Hi, my name is Ricky, and this is my friend, Ricky. We like to go to Mr. Nord's basement to do some Rickish.
Yeah. I think he said that sentence before.
I think he did, right? I'm renaming this segment. This is quotes from Rickish. This is Rikesh's.
Facts.
These are facts. These are facts. All right. So that's how it's kind of meant to go. We'll jump to some more afterwards. So next one will be, would you rather?
Okay.
Would you rather listen to Rikesh play the Zelda theme over and over on the guitar for hours with no end, or endure a root canal without anesthesia?
Oh, fuck it out. How many hours are we talking?
Let's say 24 hours.
Oh, no.
24 hours on loop with mistakes and restarting again and again. And then as he does it, the guitar slowly goes out of tune as well.
No, you can't add that.
Yeah, no, I'm adding it.
Oh, man.
That's a great forward torture.
Do you know what? It's a hard choice. But I mean, a root canal without any drugs would be fucking awful. But so would Rikesh playing that fucking theme song for hours, for a whole day.
I would endure the mental pain over the physical pain.
The physical. I think you're right. And also, you didn't say anything. We could throw things at him too. He's in the room. So, you know, you can throw things at him. You can call him names. Be on your phone. Distract yourself.
He might
put ear defenders on.
If we throw enough at him, he might actually get the whole song done in the end.
Okay, dokie. So everyone's choosing my numbing Zelda theme over and over again on a detuning guitar for hours, for 24 hours. Was that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
All of us have to be there though. When I'm doing it myself.
What?
We all have to be there.
Crying.
Yeah, you have to be there.
No, I would have joined him by that point. I would have just cut the strings. What are you going to do? All right, we'll move back onto the ABCs then. Chazza, you do the ABCs and I'll tell you to stop.
Okay.
Stop.
I went all the way around, back to C.
Wow. There's a lot of words, but let's compliment. Spinning the wheel is compliment or curse.
Oh, right, remember to beep at this section if it's a curse.
It is. Woo! It's curse! Right. C words beginning with. What could we cuss Rikesh with beginning with a C?
Don't think there's any words.
I don't think there's any words that exist.
I'm struggling. Beep in 3, 2, 1.
He's the big C! Yeah! Charlie wins! Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The thing is,
if you get it, what are we going to say?
You can be creative.
He's a catfish.
Chicken shit.
He is a chicken shit when it comes to the spiders.
Yes.
True.
Yes. I'm still sticking with catfish because it's not because he's pretending to be another person. He gives off such a nice guy vibe. He's so cute. He's so calm. And then you really get to know him under the surface. You're like, you are a big. That is almost
like your mum impression. Is that your mum impression?
That's my mum impression, dude.
Yeah.
Yes and no. But the thing is, I get passionate with that thing because when my mum and Rikesh get in the same room together, they just start cussing me. So when it comes to Rikesh and then mum and... bro, I get so annoyed. I feel so... Like, look at him. He Fox is a big man. Yeah, he really did it. You know, he did this to Tay Rick. Oh, you should not disown him. Oh, weird. I'm just there like...
I hate
the effect that you have on my mum. I should blame my mum, but I don't.
Your mum's got to get it off her chest, mate. You know,
she just
whenever you leave the room, it's just, oh, he's a fucking knob.
I did get an extra tab, and this is not a game. These are just basically just really.
It's not a game anymore.
I don't know what it was anymore. Is it points?
I don't know what we're doing. These aren't points. This is just talking about Rikesh. And what I would say is, I'll tell you what, once we've done a round of these games, let's have a little genuine moment. Unless it's Rikesh's birthday. I'm not saying this is all dedicated to it, but like, let's talk about some really good moments and then some really
bad
moments, because we keep cussing this guy. We keep complimenting him. We go, oh, he's a He's a... Oh, he's a loyal guy. But let's actually give some examples.
All these beeps.
Oh, happy God. Birthday! Beep, 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 beep. But yeah, can we give some little stories, examples, maybe mention how we met the guy?
How did I meet Rakesh?
Unfortunately.
Well, he was on your side of the year. So...
No, we were all on the same. No, us three we were all on the same side of the year.
Oh, yeah,
we were all the same. Rakesh was on the other side.
Yeah. Rakesh what was you? DN, was it?
Mine was DN. Yeah, I was DN. Rakesh. I actually don't know what Rakesh was, but he was definitely
something WB, BBW.
No, it was a CT.
I think he had a W in it. Pretty sure.
Probably.
But yeah, right. DN might as well have been.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It was thanks, like guys.
Half of
our year group. Hey, there would be no Kingsmead, no Hogwarts without Hufflepuff, okay? Without me, okay? You guys would have nothing to talk about today, even though we've barely got anything. All right, I'll go first. I knew Rakesh from primary school. I didn't like him. I've told this story 100 times. We're sitting in the playground. I don't know this kid. He's in the other class. He's doing some sign language shit to the kid next to me. I got involved because I got curious. I was like, whoa. Hey, bro, what are you doing? And he just stopped doing everything he was doing, just dropped every look of enthusiasm, and then just gave me the finger. We're like year 3, year 4. We're like 9, 10. That's a big deal at that age. Big deal. And I looked at this guy, man, and thought, you are a son of a... You are a big C, and I don't even know this word yet. And then jumped like 10 or so years later, walking to school with Videsh. Videsh is friends with Rakesh, a lot of Eshes in our group, and he was like, yeah, we're gonna meet Rakesh. And I genuinely was like, oh, I remember this guy I remember that guy from primary school, for God's sake. And then we got walking back from school, and then ended up just being me and him at times, and then it just took off from there. As I always said to Rakesh, bless him, it's a joke, but it's also kind of truthful. I was like, we are friends of circumstance. Circumstances made us be friends, because Videsh brought us together, then everyone moved to uni. It was only me and you left. We had to hang out, or we had no group left.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my Rakesh anecdote. Love you, bro.
It was either gonna work or it wasn't.
It really was. It was like a gamble relationship. And you know what? I can't say I've never looked back, because I've thought about if I did things differently, but I have fewer regrets than I thought I would. Let's.
That's something,
right? All right, Chazza or Frazzle. What's your Rakesh anecdote? What are you going to bring to today?
Go on, Fraz, you go first.
Well, it's near enough the same, except I met him at school, and I think Videsh was there, possibly with Chris. Mm-hmm. I think we were close to the office. In the front playground, and I think there was a bench there, and he was sitting on it, and I can't remember what he was talking about, but I think he laughed at me for some reason. and back then, like, Rakesh had like, he had quite like buck teeth.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Oh, because he had braces. Yeah, of course.
And then and I just went, I felt kind of bad.
He went home and cried that night.
I am not. I am a human being with straight teeth.
He fucking deserved it.
He did. He needed to be taken down a peg. As soon as you saw him, the doctor slapped him. As soon as he was born, it was like, you're not meant to slap his ass. No, slap him in the face.
This bitch needs a slap, trust me.
You know in Only Fools and Horses, when Damien is born and Rodney sees him, it's like, oh, no, no, no. It's that when Rakesh was born.
Oh shit.
And then after that, I can't remember too many other times where I met him,
because you're a
before we sort of started getting together in, like, sixth form.
He kind of
came in more into the concept. I think he came into view through sixth form, because sixth form was a lot of people left. Our school had two sides of the year, and then obviously the sixth form just all became one. So it didn't matter what side of you was on, but we had more experience with other students than others. And then I think when we went to Portugal, that's what solidified us as a group, but especially someone like Rakesh, that was one of the more exterior people. And then he became part of the core, as we all are now.
Yeah.
The Thakor.
The Thakor
of the group.
Right, Chad, did you want to add a story? Draft, that's up to you. You don't have to do one every round.
Oh.
Do you want time?
Now I feel like I shouldn't. I met him in drama, I think. That's where we first clicked. I don't really remember him before that. But I do know he was a little shit stirrer. He was always someone that you had to keep your eye on because he was a shithead.
Yes.
Yeah, Portugal was definitely... That was when... Because I didn't know Rikesh very well before. We were in the music room every now and then as well. I think we used to jam a little bit. Yeah. But when he was like, yeah, he's coming to Portugal with us, I was like, oh, all right, that's kind of cool. I like that guy. He's all right. Like, we get along. And then when we went, it was like, we just clicked. Like, BFFs for life.
I mean, maybe not BFFs. More, you know, like more like friendly enemies. Frenemies.
He was one of the group. I saw him as like one of the lads.
Yeah, no.
From that day on, it's true.
For the dynamic of Portugal, by the beginning, especially the middle and the end, no one felt like an add-on. It never felt like the group and so. It was everyone felt like everyone had a story to tell that was integral to someone else's experience on that holiday.
Yeah.
One day, one podcast, Red Jackson listeners, one day. We'll go into it, see how much we can remember. But
there were some really funny things that happened in that
holiday. Hilarious. Right, so we go on to another little story. This one, I've clicked some just to see, to get a bit of background before us. This one's called The Mystery Man. Ooh. We can make this up as we go. Like, we can put whatever words we want, or we can follow their direction. So for the first request, it's enter a person's name. What should we call Rikesh in this?
Bald bum bag.
I like it.
Ball bag.
A triple B.
I like that. A triple B. Enter a colour. Name a colour.
Yellow.
Oh.
Yellow.
I need another name. Just as any name.
A random
name. Actually need another two names. Another two names.
For Rikesh.
Can be of Rikesh. I'm going to let you guys decide. So it can be Rikesh's name. God's right, you know what? There's a third name as well. I'm going to add you, Charlie. Yeah.
There you go.
Perfect. You son of a bitch. Enter a country.
Yugoslavia.
I can't.
It's nice.
Yugoslavia. Enter a place. So town, city, road.
Yugoslavia.
Woods. No, the park.
And the park.
Park in
okay, all right. Let's see if this makes sense. I think we've gone against the rules a little bit. Wow. It's bald bald bag. He looks like yellow. Hey, is that Chaz? She is very weird. I wonder if Sirhan loves Fraser because they keep kissing each other. If Yugoslavia is such a bad place, then why is Yugoslavia a good one? I wonder if Park is good.
Park?
Park is good.
Park is good. See, that's just... the type of shit I was hoping for. Random and stupid.
Tell the AI that Park is good.
In all fairness, this isn't AI based stuff. Right. Right, ABC. I'm going to do my ABCs. One of you can tell me to stop.
Okay, to stop. I can tell what he's doing. Stop.
M for mother.
Well, you've already got half
already half. Well, it depends. I've actually got one for each, actually. Hold on, here we go. It is it's cuss again.
Oh, sweet.
Right.
Rigged.
Go on, Charlie, finish your go. I know what you want to say.
Oh no, I want to go something more creative this time. You guys can take the obvious one. I'm going to come up with something.
Rikesh unique. I got a good one. I got a unique one. He's moldy.
He is moldy, right?
He's a moldy guy. You know what I'm saying? Proper doesn't moldy. Make sense, but I'm going to go with it. I feel like it's unique. It's off the cuff. I think that before he listens to this podcast, we should all message him, something using the word moldy. And then when he's like, what are you guys talking about? I'd be like, dude, we've been calling this for years. What are you? Let's try and like gaslight him. That's it. Let's gaslight him a little bit.
Have an intervention.
Just enough to one day he just turns with you genuinely and just be like, am I a moldy person? I'm like, shut the fuck
yes.
up, man.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Well done. You accepted it.
Right, I got mine out of the way.
It's moist, bruv.
Oi! Moist. Yes, Fraser. That was actually sick. Moist. That works on so many levels. Works on so many levels.
I'll go with monster.
A monster.
The guy's
you know
a fucking devil.
I thought of another one, but I can't use it now. He's minging. Haven't heard that word in years.
That's a good one.
Minging.
That's a good one. Poor Rickens.
Hey, listen, I was going to go for full cusses, and I was like, I can't sit there and cuss the guy out. So I thought,
you can.
Compliment.
Really just
do you
try
know what?
It.
Do you know what? Write some of this stuff up. Even the what ifs and all that. And I was like, this feels too easy. It came too naturally ready to find cusses and stuff. Oh boy. All right. Okay. Would you rather eat Rikesh's baking experiments? Now, this Rikesh bakes, if you don't know. Or would you survive on a diet of stale bread and water?
I'd eat his biscuits, wouldn't I?
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Really?
It sounds like a prison.
I think you heard what you wanted to hear there.
I want your biscuit, boy.
That's what you heard.
Hey, I am verbatim that shit. That's exactly what I heard.
We'll hear it back.
You even looked at me in the camera and you winked as you did it. You held up a picture of
Dick
a biscuit
and
I was like, what is happening right now? What the hell's happening? We'll listen back.
I've got to hear it.
Okay, all right. Frazzle, you want to have a little answer? I can jump onto some more.
There must be a well. I don't know if you've ever tried any.
I've tried his baking. Do you remember the great barbecue we had at mine? We had a few at mine,
mm-hmm.
but there was one where you would know the one where we had everyone round. It was all of my friends and all of my sister's friends.
Yeah,
and
yeah
it was
yeah.
the big one, right? And Rikesh baked the cake that day.
Yeah.
And it was nice. Rikesh can bake very well. I mean, he can cook well enough, but his baking actually is quite good.
So okay. The options aren't really that tough.
They get tougher. I think I'm going to randomize them a little bit. I'm not going to go in order because I was like, that's a soft one.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, no, definitely his baking. He should bake more.
He should.
Every time he comes around to yours.
I agree.
Yeah.
Every time. Every day.
Okay.
Rikesh, bake
100 times.
Rikesh, bake a cake, man. Bake a freaking cake. All right, hold on. So we've done one of the Would You Rathers. We've done the ABC. And then, the next one is I'm going to do a sentence. All right. Give me a noun, a title of something, a name of something.
A car.
Okay, car. Enter. I need a verb. Give me a doing word.
Jumping.
The next one is a plural noun. So something that, the name of something, maybe a Rikesh in a plural sense. We need a Rikesh name in this. Otherwise, we're just playing a random game.
Plural noun.
I'm going to say the Rikeshter.
Okay. That's the Rikeshter.
It sounds a bit Russian. A past tense verb. So a past tense doing word.
Huddled.
I like it. I need another noun. Make it interesting, boys. Make
cat.
It interesting.
I was going to say
evil
spider.
Cat. Oh, evil spider.
An evil spider. I like it. Now we're thinking outside the box. Give me an adjective, something to add on to the verb. How is Rikesh doing these things?
Cat-candidly.
What? Say that again?
Cack-handedly. You know when someone's cack-handed?
Cack-handed. Okay,
no, cack.
Cack-handedly. And last one is a noun, please.
Go on, phrase.
An old hoodie.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Old hoodie. No, you're not wrong. Okay, let's see how this is going to work. So this particular story is called Freak, because whoever wrote it. Yesterday, I went to my car's house to start
the garage.
I didn't know so many Rickishters would be there. At first, I felt huddled, but eventually I got over it. We started an evil spider and had a really cack-handedly time. But it all ended with an old hoodie, literally.
Wow. No fucking sense.
So sad.
The car's house, though. That might be, if I ever get a garage, that's what I'm going to call it.
I'm just going to go to the car's house. Right. So, a little story time again. So, any positive, negative stories, any anecdotes about Rick? It doesn't have to be like even the far past, even starting this poddy, anything you might have liked or disliked. What are we saying?
Dislikes, right? Where do we start?
The whole next 45 minutes of the podcast. And then there was this, and then there was that.
He took my lunch money.
And that was before he was even born.
He kicked my cat. Oh, do you know what? That is one thing that always got me. My cat is a bit of a knob, right, to other cats. But when it comes to people, he's quite warm. Like, he warms up to you. And if he doesn't warm up to you, he'll just stay away from you. Rikesh is the only person that the cat has ever just walked past and attacked. Just went for him. Just went for him for no reason. Just Rikesh was sat in the chair, and I think his hand was just on top of the chair. And the cat just fucking... Never seen him do it with anyone else.
In all fairness, if Loki, your cat, is a people person, then he's going to be on the people's side, right?
Yeah.
So he was obviously picking up on the vibe. He just walks in the room. He just looks at us and looks at Rick. Looks at us and looks at Rick. He's like, I see where the problem is here. I see the problem here.
Okay. So for me, I guess, like what we were saying about Portugal earlier, mm-hmm. I feel like, I guess everybody was already kind of cemented, but I think with Rick coming in, I think he quickly found his spot. And then I think since then, he's held that spot.
Yeah. Everyone's held it. I think when I think of you and Rick together in Portugal, and especially on other holidays, it's just the ice cream guys. You two are the guys that's mid-club. It. Yeah, man, have a shot. Yeah, man, we're having a cigar. What, you guys got vanilla ice cream? I'm like, where? Did you get vanilla ice cream?
We definitely bonded over ice cream.
Yeah, you guys found a way.
Always, man. You guys made me into ice cream. I go on a new holiday now, a new place, should I say, and I'm like, I'm gonna try the ice cream. Like, it's, and I always want to take a picture and send it to you, Rick. Phrase. I'm always like, I need to show it to the group. People need to know I've conquered the ice cream of this country.
Done that a couple of times. So. But yeah, no. Then yeah, I think we have a lot in common. So it's kind of when we actually got to know each other, we just kind of clicked.
Yeah.
It's true, actually. I think you and Rick actually have a lot in common in terms of hobbies, because there's crossover, I would imagine, like, between me and Charlie and Rick, but I don't think I've got so much in common with Rikesh.
Yeah,
right? I wouldn't say hobbies, I'd say content that he watches and just the things that he
likes.
Likes and stuff.
True, yeah, I like. I mean, I guess one of the most solid foundations for us was the band and playing music, practicing together.
Yeah.
It's easy to forget for a moment, but that was sort of the test ground, because we had to meet each other regularly. And if we didn't like each other, we would have found out eventually. And we were like, oh, we've spent hours together. We've heard Zelda for hours and I want to kill you, but I still don't mind having you around.
Yeah. Rikesh is he's very similar to Fraser in the way that it takes years to peel him back and, you know, just find out more and more about them. They're very, very secretive, and they keep their shit to themselves. But I like that both of you have that same goofy side that eventually comes out and be like, yeah, that's it.
That's the face that I know. I got you. I saw it.
Like, it just comes out every now and then. And it's so, it's timed. Like, both of you time your shit.
I guess.
You wait.
Yeah.
It is cute. I think we all know each other well enough now. Like, I listen to the poddy and someone will make a little remark, a comment, a little chuckle. And I'm like, I know that chuckle. I know that person. I know to them that is hilarious. And they're breaking down on the inside. But on the outside, it's a very like a ha-ha. And I'm like, no, that ha-ha from Fraser or Rikesh is... It's because you start to pick up the signs. You peel back the layers, but doesn't mean the signs become more obvious either. You just know the tone and the face. Like Rikesh's face expressions are my favorite. All of my screenshots from the poddy are all his face would be like, like it's just even like exuberant. Mate, the thumbnails. even I can't really show you in this moment, but even the spinning wheel, I've just got a picture of him from the adverts from Poddy's, just looking all innocent. It's just compliment and cuss plastered all over his face. I've got a screenshot of it. I'm going to send it to the group. I want it as a thumbnail. Right. ABCs. We'll go back to it again. Frazzle, you do your ABCs and I will tell you to stop.
Okay.
Bang, no, 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 no. Stop.
T.
T. Right, spinning the wheel. It's compliments or cuss. I'm trying to find a theme song. It's not working. What's it gonna be? We've had cuss, compliment, and it's a compliment again.
Okay.
Mm. Woo! Compliments beginning with T. Okay. Rikesh is. And this isn't actually a joke. This really is a compliment. Rikesh is tough. He's a tough
guy. Yeah.
You know? Yeah, no lols, no giggles. He's a tough guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to fight him.
He's tall.
Bro, he's a brick wall. And consider the fact that this guy was so skinny. And look, don't get me wrong. Chaz, you are a tall guy. You're not a skinny person, but you were very skinny in your youth. And your clothes used to fit Rikesh. Like your shirts and stuff. And I remember Rikesh standing up in front of me after he went gym. I didn't see anything different. I didn't feel it. And he stood up in front of me in the doorway. And I just stood up and I was just behind him, almost like in a queue. And I kind of put my body next to his and I was like, one. And I kind of took a shuffle to the left and I was like, two. He's literally like double my width, bro. He is so much. Because he's tall, you don't realize, but he's so fucking big.
His shoulders and his chest, they are chocolate.
Yeah, he's a tank.
I'll go with tank.
Hey! He just suck his dick as well, isn't it? Yeah, he's a tank.
A tough bubble.
Oh, no. No. Tank was enough. You don't need to touch anything else.
Yeah.
What about you, Fraze? What compliment would you give him?
I say he's tall, man.
He's tall, man.
Like when I introduced him to my friend Michael, even Michael was like, because Michael's just a little bit shorter than me. And he's just like, he's a tall guy. Like, he's the biggest Asian I've ever seen.
He's the tallest out of all of us, isn't he? Not by much.
Just the way that he's built as well. Because like, a tall, skinny person, it kind of, so it's just like, yeah, he's tall. But like, Rikesh is just like built.
Yeah, that's true.
Tall.
He towers.
Towers,
my cousin Ed Hunt is his height now.
That doesn't surprise me. Your cousin's the same. He's a tank towering
tough guy. But it's again, it's just what you get used to, because you see you guys so often. And obviously we sit down and we chat. We're not going to stand. So you don't feel it up until you're very up and close. Like, unless I really like hug Rikesh or I'm standing quite close to him. Do you feel that like, and I'm looking up? Whoa. Like, it's like I'm looking at a monument in a museum. Like, Jesus, where are your eyes?
When I hug him, that's when I notice it every time. It's like, fucking hell, my arms had to go well wide. I don't even think I can reach round Rikesh, to be fair. And I've got really long arms.
Oh, bless you. Okay. Would you rather lose to Rikesh in a video game and endure his annoying and infuriating gloating indefinitely? Doesn't mean continuously. It means for the rest of your life, he's always going to throw it, point it out to you. Or would you just never play that game again if it means you didn't get to hear him gloat?
What is the game?
Whatever game.
Marvel vs. Capcom, I'll rule it off. It's done. I'm out.
do you mean like Do you mean like you're always going to lose at that game as well if you play and you'll have to hear him?
No. So imagine peak Rick. Just always okay, imagine up. Peak Rick in game and peak Rick in his biggest C moments ever of gloating, annoying, infuriating, big brother tactics. Yeah, he's beat you and he's going to throw it in your face for the rest of your life unless you give up playing that particular game forever and then he'll stop that gloating. Would you have that exchange? If it means you could take his chance to just infuriate and gloat.
No, I'm going to take the risk.
You're going to take the risk.
I never lose again. I can't let him win like that.
you would try and make it a comeback story. You would try and make it a comeback story.
Yes.
Yeah, but listen, you know what Rick's like. Listen, I've been in his psychological warfare enough where I finally beat him. I know I beat him, for example. He knows I beat him. Nah, man, I just let you win. Just nah. You remember that time I thrashed you? Nah, I just felt bad for you. Nah, this was like, you know, I was just giving you a little lazy win. I wasn't stretched out properly. I'm like, yeah. No, it's just, you will never get the satisfaction that you want. You can't disprove him. I'll give up the game. I'll give up the game. Honestly, I know it depends on the game, but I'll be like, if it means you've got to shut your mouth.
Nah, if it's a good game like Naruto or Rocket League or something, I'd just take it. I'd just take the abuse.
You take the abuse. I would give up the game. Mm. Okay. Next one, we have a story. This is called How to Take Care of Yourself. So give me a bow. Give me a doing word.
Running.
Masturbating. Hmm? Running.
Run. Give me a plural now. So, multi of something's name. Fraser, is that
you? Rikesh's.
Yep.
Then the next one's a person's name. Okay, you know what? No. Rikesh's. Right, now think of a nice funny name for Rikesh.
Wait, actually, can you change them?
Yeah.
Okay, make the first one Rikeshi.
Rikeshi.
Rick or Ricking.
Ricky. Ricky.
Ricking.
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 Verb, right? Yeah.
No, plural, so Ricks.
The first one.
Oh, the verb.
Yeah. Instead of running. Ricking.
Ricking. Okay. Okay, hold on. I'm going to change it to Ricketating. Because Charlie said masturbating, so I'm like, okay, cool. So a plural noun would be Rick's. A name for Rikesh would be
Rick.
Just Rick. An adverb.
Who's that?
An adverb. So how is the verb being done? So it's something to modify the verb.
Prickly.
Nice.
Are we going for prickly or for nice?
No, prickly.
Another verb. Gonna smash through these. Another verb.
Balding.
I never thought of that as something that I'm doing to myself. I'm just sitting there like, what's your hobbies? I like to bald.
You're doing it very slowly.
I like to bald on the weekend. Actually, you know what? I'm so committed. I bald 24/7 even when I'm asleep.
There's nothing like it.
What is a possessive pronoun?
Mine.
Yes.
Would it be like mine?
Pronoun. Oh, so like it, theirs? She, he, you, oh. We, they. So okay. A possessive would be like his, hers, mine.
Oh, I was right. Mine, yeah.
Mine. Okay. I need an adjective. So it's a word that modifies or describes the noun.
Rickier.
We're almost there. We've got three left. Another noun? Another name of something?
Prick. The prick.
No, it's the prick if you're gonna go into noun mode. Give me another adjective to change that noun.
What type Mega. Of prick?
Mega. And I don't know what the hell this is. An uncountable noun. What's an uncountable noun? I'm just going to put Charlie. Your name needs to be there. Okay. First, you ricotate. You're Ricks often. Second, never forget to prickly balding your rickiest prick. Third, remember that this is only mega libs and not actual Charlie.
Okay. It was an actual Charlie.
Yeah.
It wasn't an actual Charlie. When you ricotate your ricks often, you get to you basically result in prickly balding, the rickiest prick.
Yep, that hurt my brain. Let's move on.
If that doesn't explain it all to you, I don't know what to say, boys. I don't know if you really are friends with us.
Should we have an ad break?
No. All right. Let's go for an ad break, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, everyone. We're just taking a moment here to let you know some more details about the podcast and the direction we're going.
We wanted to let you know that we now have a Gmail account, and we would love to hear from you, connect to you, and get to know you all just a little bit better. So if you have any questions or comments that you might have, please don't hesitate and get in contact with us at rjopoddy@gmail.com. That's rjopoddy@gmail.com.
That's right, Rikesh. Another way to get closer to the poddy is our amazing but highly under-advertised Instagram page, where you can find a collection of our funny and silly ads with visuals for your entertainment, as well as updates on the poddy through our Instagram story. And where naturally, you can also message us there as well. Find us at RedJacksOnPodcast on Instagram, and we hope you enjoy.
Lastly, we are having plans of developing the podcast, extending outside of our hobbies and getting closer to our own individual passions. For me, being a trained therapist, my passion as well as profession is to help people, connect to people, and share any tools and techniques that may be helpful to yourselves. And so, to bring the podcast and therapy world that little bit closer, I'm planning on creating an additional Agony Uncle style podcast to the Red Jackson family, where you can send us any mild to moderate issues and challenges you or someone you know may need any advice or guidance on, where myself, as well as the boys, and any special guests can help and advise you and delve deeper into the therapy world. So please message us on rjopoddy@gmail.com as mentioned above, and let's begin. If, however, you find yourself or someone you know in need of more specific, dedicated, one-to-one long-term help, then please contact me directly at serhanavcitherapy@gmail.com. That is S-E-R-H-A-N for November, AVCITherapy@gmail.com, or find me on the counselling directory around the Serhan Avsi as mentioned. I hope to help, I hope to guide, and I hope to empower you all.
Please find all the relevant details in the description below. I hope you enjoyed and possibly found a new way to get involved and for all of us to connect further. And now, we've taken enough of your time, back to this amazing episode of Red Jackson.
Right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this particular episode of Red Jacks On, where we are here complimenting or cussing our co-host today, Rick. I'm not going to say it's all for him. Right. This is clearly a filler episode. This is pure BS. There's been some very little planning to this, but why the hell not? And cussing, Rick, is one of the glues of our group. I just want to put that out there. Like,
it's something we all share in common.
We all share it in common. It comes a bit too easy. And Rikesh does give you enough reason and ammunition to want to cuss him out. And this is why we move on to a bit of the storytelling segment again of these all these little mini games that we're playing. So we can cuss out Rick for days. But this is what I love about Rick. Everything he gives, he can take in his own shape and form. That's why there's a lot of respect and love for Rikesh, because we can all be annoying and push and be very big brotherly and, you know, not get too deep or under the surface, but we've cussed each other at times, but all of us, including Rikesh, can definitely take it.
He could give back.
Oh, Rikesh, yeah. Rikesh can give back. Wait, like, I could see that dynamic between me and Rick. Like, I am the little brother and older sister raised in a family of girls. I've got sensitivity. I've got different types of mentality. Rikesh is the eldest brother of a family of, I don't know if they're predominantly boys or girls, but he's had that proper boisterous upbringing like Vid. So he's been very physical.
And Fraser.
And Fraser as well. So
were you the oldest, Fraser? Or you got older brother?
I am. I'm the oldest.
Yeah.
I know, but I don't ever remember hearing about Fraser like going into physical fights with his brothers or sisters. Like,
nah, they're a lot younger.
That would just be more abuse. Where Vid fought with like his little and older brothers and stuff.
True.
Rikesh definitely did. I know that much. So Rikesh really came like prepared to be friends with a boy and be cussy and pranky and all that shit. And I wasn't ready. It took me years to prepare myself for Rikesh. Honestly, it took me years to like build up barriers and that thicker skin.
Yeah.
We helped. We helped you out with that, mate.
No, you didn't. I didn't help myself. No one helped me. No one helped me. No,
you were the easiest. Charlie helped
me. Charlie helped me. Charlie was the only one to at least laugh, but also be like, come on, man.
It's all right, man. Yeah. It's okay. I never bullied you. I always tried to make you in on it. So that, and then eventually it worked. You became part of the group and less part of the joke.
I had to. And then what happened was I had to become more of... So between the lads, another beep. We have the of the year awards. And we have the victim of the year awards. And just by... We didn't consciously do it. And then after a while, we all got a bit more sharper in the big C word. We became better at it because people like Rikesh came into our lives and we had to up our game.
It's true.
That's what Rikesh, he was winning a lot of them.
That's what Rikesh won a lot of them. And Rikesh brought that dynamic to the group, I'm going to say.
Yeah, in a great way. In genuinely a great way.
Oh,
like, it's such a, like, Rikesh has that about him where you know you can just straight up turn to him in any situation and just be like, you're a fucking asshole. And he'll just go, yeah. And you both know it's a joke and you'll both sit there and just enjoy that moment together and commit to it. Like, but yeah, he's just one of them people.
I say this in the nicest way and not nicest way. He's a giver and a taker.
Yeah.
Spends a lot of time with you in that shed, eh?
Spends a lot of time with me on my bed.
All right.
Right.
Next game.
So we'll move on to the ABC game.
Charlie
does the ABCs. Fraser will say stop, please.
Stop.
Ah.
Oh, right. Right, boys, what are we hoping for? Compliment or cuss? Compliment or cuss?
We had too many compliments.
We want a cuss. This is no joke. I will even send the list. It actually is. Woo! It's a cuss!
Yes,
it actually is. Right. I know what I want, but I need to find out how to sell it. No!
The word I want to say is like, you can't say it nowadays.
So it's website.
Is this something that... is this something that is now used more in a medical term?
Yeah.
I know what you want to call him. We all know what you want to call him. Listen, we're born of that generation where that word was not triggering or upsetting.
Yeah.
But it does describe Rikesh.
And it probably was to people.
Right. I had the word, but I can't say it. How do you say it? What's the word that ends off scallion? Rough scallion? Rat scallion?
Oh, rat scallion.
Is it rat-scallion?
I wrote that word.
I misspelt it and I wrote it. And then some like fucking rough skin thing popped up. And it just showed like men in bathing suits, but like really weird bathing suits. And it was like, this is an American underwear company for men. And I was like, I don't want this on my searches.
Rap-scallion.
That's it. Rap-scallion. Rap-scallion.
Rap, yeah.
That's it. Rap-scallion. He's a fucking rap-scallion. That son of a bitch. You know what? You could even just call him by his name.
He is a bit of a Rikesh.
He is a little bit of a Rikesh.
He is a bit of a Rikesh.
Bit Ricky.
Why do all letters just escape your head when you try and think of a word?
Oh, there's a loophole. I could say that he's really annoying.
Oh, we're doing this game, are we? He's really
he's a right dickhead.
He's a really big beep.
He's Randy. I'll tell you that.
No, he's not Randy. He's a saw.
Yeah, but that's not fucking R, is it? So Randy is...
I know, Charlie, but he has an R. He's really
He's a real saw.
He's a real saw, bag. There we go. Chris will be so happy. But finally, someone tell him to his fucking face. Rat. This one was purely AI written, but it just made me laugh. I thought of Charlie. Would you rather have Rikesh's loyalty, which we know is a loyal guy, or an unlimited supply of cheese?
Cheese.
That's what I was waiting for.
Burn.
First of all, I'm a millionaire. Unlimited. I'd open a shop while eating it.
That's actually not a bad idea, actually. Yeah, you've actually you've done a Fraser and turned it into a business. You've turned it into a money-making scheme.
You made the sentence too short, and I just went, well, this is what you can do with that sentence.
I would still have Rikesh's loyalty, because no cheese is gonna protect me from Rikesh.
So I'd much what do you mean his loyalty? Like, he's not going to just come and stab me because I don't want
to. No, he's not going to become disloyal, but, you know, Rikesh's loyalty is one of his main core components that we all love him in the group for. Listen, Rikesh is one of those people that he can joke and he can laugh, but he's a brick house. He can be a fucking dick when he wants to be. I would much rather have...
Brick house.
He's a prick house. I would much rather have the guarantee that he's always going to be on my side. I don't want to make an enemy of Rikesh.
Yeah, definitely not. You're right. But cheese.
No. You chose yours. You're a millionaire cheese guy. Oh,
I'm not changing my mind. I'll build cheese barriers to stop him.
Feed him so much you make him lactose.
I'll make a new Rikesh out of cheese. So good.
You'll never.
And that one will be loyal.
And that one will be loyal as hell.
My God, he's melting. Tastes good though.
Yeah, I'll take his loyalty because cheese makes you fat.
Boo. I'm not fat, and I love cheese. Just my heart is.
Charlie's he doesn't put on weight on the outside, but Charlie must be putting on weight on the inside continuously.
It's killing me quickly, but you know,
like when Charlie's on the outside, he's like an athlete and everything. When they put the doctor puts a little stethoscope on his heart's not even beating. It's just
it's got a bag in his mouth and it's like, kill me, kill me.
He's just there like. You got any parmesan? Oh,
just halloumi instead of blood.
Fucking hell, fucking Mr. Cheese String, man. Right, we're going to move on to a random sentence. We'll do a couple more of these and we'll call it a day anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me a name of a place.
Japan.
Japan.
Japan. Yeah. Yes, that's nice. Very rich.
That's
really... Give me a noun.
Isn't Japan a noun? As well.
Japan. You know what? Give me an alternative name for Rikesh.
Bellend.
Bellend. I love it. Give me... Ba-ba-ba-ba. All right. What's this one? Give me an adverb.
Is that like enjoying?
It's something that changes the way someone does something with a verb. So like quickly, quietly.
Hastily. Oh yeah, like hastily and stuff. Right. Okay.
Hastily.
I think I did hastily before.
Weirdly.
Weirdly. Nice.
Weirdly. Nice. Can I have an adjective, please? So it's a word that modifies a noun. So, like the big table, the hairy man. It's little gig. He knows I'm at me. Right, I'm going to put hairy because we put it out there.
Okay.
Give me a verb.
Oh, fuck, did he fell off my chest?
Charlie's head just got smaller and smaller. Give me a word.
Was it a verb?
Give me a verb.
Jump.
A lot of people have.
What about flying?
I don't know what a verb was.
Flying.
Flying.
Okay, let's put fly.
Is that a verb? Or would fly be a verb? Yeah.
Flying. Fly. Country. I'm going to put... No, I can't put that. I can't. I don't want to cuss Rikesh's mum. I was just going to type Rikesh's mum, but I was like, I love her so much.
Put the hidden leaf.
hidden leaf. Last one is a past tense verb. So it's a doing word, but in the past. What has he done? He has...
committed crimes.
Felony. Stolen.
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 That, I like how we're staying on theme for Ricky.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was going for.
Right. No. What the fuck is that? No. We're going to have to cut that. Some of them just give you a list of the words that you've written down. There's no sentence. And it's like, why are you... Okay, all right.
Maybe some of them are just broken, okay.
I'm going to go to... So I'm gonna do this one. I'm going to just... We'll cut that one out.
You get to save the words.
Now. All right. We'll jump through these ones. I do apologize. These are all test runs. Give me an adjective. You can give out the ones that you gave before. I can't remember them.
Is it flying? Oh, no. Adjective.
Adjective. Something to change the noun. So... Oh, I put hairy. Noun, we'll put Ricky.
You put Bellend, didn't
you? I have put Bellend. That's the person's name. I need another noun. Anything, boys. Look around your room.
Porn.
Porn? Okay.
To around the room.
All to my walls on the right.
Everything we can't see through the camera.
So let's put giant. Let's put teensy. Let's put another noun.
Another noun. How about skateboard?
Skateboard. Right. Can I have a number?
69.
There it is. The one funny nice number there is. Can I have a food?
Burger.
You should have said ice cream, but it's okay. And lastly, a verb.
Weirdly.
That was the one we used, yes. Right, doesn't matter. See? Here we go. I went to the beach in Japan today with Bellend. We had a hairy time. We first built a rick, and then we ran around in the pond for a little while. The water was a bit giant. The sun was very teensy, so we made sure to wear a lot of skateboard. We spent 69 hours there. At the end of the day, we treated ourselves to a penis and had a burger for dinner. I definitely want to go to the beach again, but next time I want to go weirdly.
That wasn't weird, huh?
That wasn't weird enough. This guy was, I want it weirder, guys. I want it weirder. That was actually quite good. I enjoyed that one. Right, we'll go for another would you rather. Charlie will appreciate this one. Would you rather have Rikesh play live with you on stage as your guitarist with songs he has only ever played once before, or have him play the best he has ever played but only privately?
That's pretty much it. Privately, can I get a recording device out?
For your ears only. Either he plays live with you, only playing, and look, bless him, like, he's a good guitarist, he can learn, but there was many songs that me and Rikesh were like, I've only done this solo part.
Yeah,
once. Yeah,
there were times I noticed.
You noticed.
Oh,
do you know what?
Nervous to this day.
It's a tough one, huh?
That is tough. Yeah, that is tough. Because jamming in the moment and him just being incredible would be awesome. Even if we don't record it and stuff. Because we used to just jam and stuff all the time. Like, without recording it. But then, I do think Rikesh would also be really good at, even though he has only played it once, he would like, he'd probably still be able to play it.
Rikesh could always emulate what he's trying to put across.
Yeah.
So like, oh, this needs to be fast and hit these notes. He'll be like, I'm going to hit the strings and these chords, but it might not be in the right order because he, I remember when we went to do the live recording, not live recording, sorry, for the EP. And the guy was like, right, Rikesh, obviously the guy's going to, right, keep playing the solo. We recorded it once, twice. Keep playing the game. Keep playing the game. Keep playing. The guy's going to do all the clearance stuff. And he's like, they're all different. They all sounded so similar because they're all slightly different. So we can't, I can't pick the best take. So like, pick a fucking version, bless him.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go with very incredibly skilled, just in the comfort of chilling. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice little chat.
When he's only played the song once, which I'm assuming has happened a number of times, out of 10, what would you rate the performance?
I would say...
Oh, it can range.
It ranges, but I would say overall, from my experience of Rikesh, is the attempt is always like a good 5 or 6, but the fact that he sells it to you is like a 7 for me. It's not about the quality of just what he's playing. It's always like, unless we never, there was very rare times I remember Rikesh completely falling apart and stopping. I think I did that more, whereas if I froze, I would just stop for that second, then look at Rick and pick myself back up quickly. Whereas Rikesh was always being like, just keep going. Just keep going. So I would say, I'm going to say like a 6 to 7.
But I do find that sometimes if you just keep going, that's when it's like, now you can hear the mistakes.
Oh, the rabbit hole.
When you stop, you, at least you're not taking away the rest of the sound. Yeah, yeah. And that was actually the biggest problem that Rikesh used to have when he didn't know the song, is that he'd hit the wrong notes and just keep trying. And then get back on track. But there'd be a whole bit where it's like, it just goes back to it. Between a 6 and a 7. Of like a 10 being his full talent, like, yeah, you can't. 6 or 7.
So fucking funny. Right, who's doing the ABCs next?
Fraser.
What am I thinking?
You think about the ABCs, and I will think about telling you to stop.
And I'll be here.
Okay, fine.
Woo! Stop.
D.
D.
D. D.
D for Delta.
For dickhead.
Yeah.
Well, cut. Charlie, we haven't got to compliment or cash yet. Play the fucking game.
Dirty bastard.
No, it's getting a thing. Well, would you look at that? It is... Actually, I don't know what it is. It's Cuss. It was on the line. Oh, it's cool. Cuss. Charlie, how would you like to honour our privileged non-existent guest right now? With a cuss word beginning with D.
I'll hit him with a real fucking good one.
Go ahead. God, I am with a fucking real, with a smasher. Here go.
He's a right dingo, isn't he? He's a right dingo.
Oh, he did it!
Oh, he's a dingo. You said that on the internet.
Hit him hard, mate. Happy fucking birthday, you dingo.
Come on, anyone say you dingo. You know what? I'm gonna call him, and I don't mean this in a complimentary way. Obviously, he's a damn dog. He's a
dirty dog.
He's a dirty dog. I've seen him on those streets prowling. He's a dirty goddamn dog. Happy birthday again. You dog.
I've got to say he's a dumb dunce.
Oh, he's my dumb God. Dumb.
With the hat on. Give
him the cone hat for his birthday.
Yeah.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Sit in the corner.
Slap him in the cone.
Big old cone. You can't see him.
I was thinking like a massive, like, combined cuss, like, you know, happy birthday, you big, dirty, dingo dog. And then you throw the dunce hat on him and be like, dunce! And just slap him over the head and just run off quickly. Oh, no, don't slap him. Put the hat on him and then just knock over the cake and then run off. Just like...
Can we just do that next time we meet up?
I'm going to buy a cupcake just to do that.
I'll get a cone.
Happy birthday! Right, I say we do one more round and we wrap this up, because I don't think I want to keep talking about it. My stomach's starting to hurt.
Me too.
Right, what are we? So, we'll do one last round of this part at least. Any stories that you want to kind of send it off with? We'll say our goodbyes after, obviously, but any other anecdotes or stories you want to do before we do one more little quick lap of these games?
Lap of the game? I thought you said one more.
No, lap, we're going to do one of these games each again.
Okay.
I mean, like, this is the last storytelling segment, I would say. Anything else you guys want to add? Don't have to. There's nothing there.
Oh, there's so many stories with Rikesh. I mean, yeah, I wish I'd prepared a little bit, because I could have really got some good ones together.
This was an afterthought, this part here, because I thought we can't just do whole games of just us cussing and laughing at him. I thought it would be nice to talk a little bit about it.
I've got to mention Park. That's so whenever I used to come down and visit, like, Fraser was kind of a little bit closer, but still away. And Rikesh and Sirhan lived in our hometown. And whenever I came down to visit, we were all coming down to visit, we'd always have like an hour or two. Sometimes just me and Rikesh, sometimes me, Rikesh and Fraser. Mm-hmm. Never really Sirhan. Sirhan never came to the park. He's a park racist.
No, I'm a Rikesh racist. Thank you very much. I still want to be around Rikesh, but carry on.
Just sitting in the park, chilling out, chatting, catching up. He's such a good dude to just open up to, like, and just, you know, just share with, like, and he shares back, and it's just really beautiful. And, like, honestly, just love them moments. Just Park.
Yeah. Park is definitely, I feel like when Rikesh listens to this, it's like a dog hearing like a trigger word. It's like he's just chill, you know, ears are flop, it's like Park, boom, like ears are up, tails are Rikesh, Park, you wanna go Park? Yeah, let's go. Like, I'm gonna go Park. Even today he was like, yeah, man, I'm gonna go to Ali Pali, I'm gonna go to the park. You wanna come? I was like, I'm working.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I'm gonna go anyway. I was like, well, have fun. Anyway, he's always somewhere, yeah, with a lot of greenery.
Yeah.
It's that picture with the dog in the swing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, the meme, but it's just swinging. Yeah. That's Rikesh's go-to. That's Rikesh's home. This guy would go for a jog at like 3 a.m. in our local park. Consider there was like crimes that were happening and shit. And it was like, yeah, I went for a walk. Yeah, I went for a jog.
We probably should say that when we say park, it's like a really big park. Like lots of fields. It's not just a kid's playground.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Probably should put that across just in case there's any translation. Like, why does he keep going to a park?
No. This is like this one 32 year old. Like, it's got like, you know, it's got the kids section, it's got the exercising section. I'd say 2.5.
It's got massive fields.
If you've got like a little golf course.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Stadium on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
For London, football pitches, that's a very big park.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big park. Okay. Fraser, you want to add anything else? Up to you.
Yeah, I'll just say that, he's a real chill guy, like, can pretty much rely on him. Like, you drop him a message and, you know, like, he'll be there. And, yeah, like Charlie said, he's quite easy to talk to, open up to.
Mm.
I feel like, yeah, he really is the fecal of the group.
I love how this is slowly becoming.
He's always going to be there.
Yeah.
It's always going to be the core of the group.
Right, the now, core in our sides.
My God. Let's all tattoo a letter each.
No.
There's 7 letters. There's 7 lads. Give or take, maybe 8. Let's just get a letter each. The last person will have to get the exclamation mark. Or no, here they have to get Rikesh's face.
Imagine Danny getting a tattoo. Maybe he's got one.
He might actually.
Danny's had enough needles and stuff. Inside. He doesn't need any more. He doesn't need to pay for it to happen. It doesn't need any more. No, I will completely agree. I will end my little story thing of Rikesh is like, and I say this without any jokes, is he's an amazing companion. Like, everyone moving away. Rikesh,
like a dog.
Yes, I know Rikesh. Charlie wants to laugh. He sounds like he's either my lover or my dog.
Yeah.
But, no. He's a great companion. That's the only way I can put it. Like, Rikesh sort of person, I'm like, I need to go to this place. I'm stressed. I'm tired. I need to go. Do you want to come with me? Yeah, sure, man. Like, he will just keep you company in the calmest way possible.
Mm.
And I love that about him. Whether I'm at home or out or on a mission, adventure, Rikesh is just an easy person to say, yeah, why not? And he only adds to the... He will never make a scenario worse, let's put it that way, or more strenuous.
Yeah.
But yes. Right. Let's do one last round. So there's a couple of stories I'll let you choose. There's one that's about going out for dinner. The Oscars. It's About Time. Visiting China. What's in a Name? Take Me Out to the Ball Game. My First Day of School. Nursery Rhymes. I think that might be pretty good. Look It Up. A Good Night's Sleep. Next Door Neighbors.
This is so many options, mate. All right, just narrow it down, please.
Sounds like
Jesus Christ, there's so many options. And the thing is, this is the worst one. It's the one where we have to give the verbs and everything, and it comes out as a shitstorm anyway. So just pick one.
Nursery Rhymes. I've picked Nursery Rhymes. I was going to tell you guys just tell me when to stop. That's why I was just reading them out. Right. Give me an... Okay, let's go for... Suddenly, head. Not like that.
Is that the verb or noun?
Let's find out. When some bald school students were asked what nursery rhyme popped suddenly into their head. Or were on the tip of their Ricky. These were their rickishness answers.
Oh no.
Oh,
no, that was it. That literally was it. It was it wasn't a nursery rhyme. That was it.
I'm glad you did the words.
Yeah, I knew this sport. It was like a Hail Mary. I was like, let me just try it. I'll throw a last couple of little would you rathers. All right. Would you rather have Rikesh as your personal trainer in the gym as he motivates you with embarrassing stories of your life in the middle of the gym for everyone to hear, or wrestle a bear?
Well, I guess Rikesh at the gym. how big is the bear?
It's a cub. It's a baby bear. Oh, let's put it that way. It's a cub.
That'd be fun.
Charlie's on it. He can have it.
That'd be cute as well. Yeah, bear.
You'd much rather fight a bear than have
Wrestle
a bear rather than have Rikesh as your personal trainer. He will get you buff. He will get you there for free, but he's going to embarrass you.
So will the bear.
That's actually a good point.
As the bear grows, so will I. Yeah, and you'll come out with a pet bear. And I imagine when you said wrestle that we're in a WWE wrestling ring and there's like, you know, a steel chair. Oh, DDT. The bear gives
this
me the
poor bear is the one from like Goldilocks. Like he's just waiting for get his porridge and the right bear. And he was just there smacking a fucking chair on him. While he's
out of nowhere.
Right. Would you rather have Rikesh as your wingman or would you rather just date Rikesh? Charlie's considering it.
He'd be a fun wingman.
Yeah, he'd be a good wingman. He would be a good wingman. I mean, he's been my wingman before, technically. Well, we both were. We were both trying to get with the bar girl. With
No, Rikesh was a terrible wingman.
He was.
The girl came up. What's your order? What's your order? Rikesh is just catatonic. Silence. Rick, what? Rick, huh? What do you want to drink? Beer, please. Girl was like, okay. And she just walked up. I was like, Rikesh, you okay? I was like, what happened? He went full Raj, bro. He just fully like Big Bang Theory from Raj, just like frozen. Nothing came out of him. And it was just you two at the bar, like talking to her, like, all right, guys, we get it. It was so fun. Sorry, I wasn't trying to ping him out there. Would you rather? Would you rather have Rikesh as your personal bodyguard, meaning anyone that's going to come to hurt you, that he's going to hurt them? Or would you much rather he was your fool guy, meaning that he was, rather than being the sword for you, he's going to be your shield. He's not going to fight back. He's just going to fall for you. He's going to get battered for
you. Oh, well, yeah, that. As
you do something and just blame him for it.
Yeah.
Oh, that as well. Yeah,
he could take the guy you can see and be like, he did it.
He did it, yeah. So would you much rather he was your bodyguard or your fool guy?
Fool guy. 100%. It'd be so funny.
That's funny, though, yeah. They're going to be a good bodyguard as well. But... Yeah, who needs that? Let's go Fall Guy.
Yeah.
Fall Guy, I think that's way more fun. Bless him. Okay, a last couple here. Would you much rather have...
Mate, round this up, please.
Last one.
In a nice way. I don't want to talk about Rikesh too much. That was half an hour ago.
All right, last one. And this is a real question, because especially if we become millionaires one day. Would you much rather have Rikesh as your boss or your employee?
Oh, employee, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's ooh, like the whole thing with the video games and losing and having to listen to him for like the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Imagine him as your boss now. He's like,
yeah,
Fraser, just work fucking harder, mate. I'm like,
what if we could combine a couple of things? What if he could be your boss, but he could also had to be your fourth guy? Just fuck him up at work. Who handed this report late? It was you, boss.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Okay. This is enough Rikesh time. We need to go have a good, like, hot shower, mouthwash and shit. Get all of this Rikesh stank off of us, bless him.
I've thrown up several times. I had to mute.
This is why Charlie was just there starting, like, wrap it up.
I've got nothing left. Rikesh is such a good person.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming on this Rikesh-tastic, Rikesh-pointless episode as I tried to slap it together. But this was for his birthday. I just wanted to do a little something, a little shout-out for him.
Yeah, fair. Happy birthday, Rick.
Happy birthday, really Rick. Out. Hope you're okay. Hope you didn't die in the mountain somewhere looking at the stars, because that's what he's doing for his birthday.
Awesome. Hope you come back to the podcast and don't.
Yeah,
quit.
Hopefully this is not a memorial podcast. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, that got dark.
No, it did go dark. It did go dark, right?
Shit.
Right. I am signing out. I have been your host today. Ricky Rohan. My name is Ricky Rohan.
That took you a while.
It took me a while.
And me. Charlie.
No, you're Holly.
No, I'm just Charlie.
Just Charlie. No.
Emmy Fraser Rick.
Fraser Rick.
Charik. Anyway.
Charik! Perfect. All right, boys. I will love and leave you. Thank you for joining me.